halfway through the pilot, I'm out there by myself, and all of a sudden I hear footsteps and like bushes rustling behind me. And I turn around and this guy starts walking out of the shadows, and he comes up, and as Bryce described him, 30 something, I would say he was like a cross between like, you know, military and fraternity, right? Not super handsome, but really kind of agreeable, like, and he didn't seem threatening at all. He had a navy blue blazer on with a white shirt and pressed jeans and black shoes and respectfully
dressed.
You see
what we've done already. We've undercut our own story. I'm going with khakis and you're going with pressed jeans.
Right.
All right, continue.
Okay. So what happens is I'm standing there, this guy comes out, and the first thing I notice is he has no Majestic badge on, right? Because I don't know who this person is, and I'm counting on that badge to give me a name so that I don't look like the noob that I know I am. But he has no badge. So I go, hey, how's it going? And he goes, well, you must be really proud. Mm. And I'm thinking, oh, well, yeah. I mean, this is my first show. Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you, you got a lot right. And I just remember thinking, well, that's an interesting thing to say, like, meaning we had a lot of good shots, we had a lot of good cuts, the music was like, what do you mean we got to love stuff right? And he goes, yeah, it seems pretty clear you talked to someone. Now, as Bryce mentioned, we're not going to get into the story of what I'll call a briefing that I got when I was 18 years old by someone very high up in the Reagan administration who was a friend of the family. But in fact, I had talked to someone, and I probably knew a lot more about ufology and the conspiracies and whatnot than I should have or that I even wanted to. But in that moment, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be arrested. I have told Bryce the stories of what I knew, and we put some of them in Dark Skies.